We are learning Masechtas Dor on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting the two dots on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis around 5 lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah examples of Inu Nefesh. It was actually a Machlokes, and the first example was Im Erchatz Im Loi Erchatz. So it sounds like some do Rechitza, but we don't know exactly what the structure of this Neder is. So Zok to Gemara. So the Gemara is assuming right now that Rechitza, even not taking a shower at any time, it's not called Inu Nefesh. It's not called Inu Nefesh. Because if you wanted to say a neder of not being Rechitz, she should have said, Koinim Rechitza Alai. And she didn't say that. It says, Loshon Im Erechatz. It sounds like it was a Tanai for something else. So Gemara says, Hechi Kama, what are you saying? Ilema da Amra Koinim Peris Oilim Alai Im Erechatz. So it must be the case like this. What makes it Inu Nefesh? Because right now we're assuming Rechitza is not Inu Nefesh. The Raya that Rechitza is not Inu Nefesh is, because why didn't he say it directly? That's the neder. So the neder was, he says, I'm not going to eat any Paris im erchatz. If I shower, if I bathe. If I bathe, I'm not going to eat any Paris. So we're saying that's called inu nefesh. So afraid the Gemara, why? Lom ala afar, why do you have to make for it? Loi sirchatz, she shouldn't bathe. But loi litzrim Paris oilam, and the Paris oilam won't be asr Allah. But loi litzrim Paris oilam Allah, it won't be asr to her. So everything will be fine. Why is it called inu nefesh? No affliction over here. We're going now that Rechitza is not called affliction. So here, it won't kick in. The neder will never kick in. The neder is that the Paris oil will be usher. That will never kick in. So what's the problem? Just don't bathe. Agav, we're going to see in the sugya a lot about bathing, if it's called inu nefesh or not. So it was bothering me that l'chayra, what do you mean? She's not going to bathe the rest of her life. It's not called inu nefesh? Of course that's affliction. So what's the challenge in Mandi Yoma? It could be Mandi Yoma L'maisa. We'll see, maybe it's Mandi Yoma L'maisa. So you have to say that Avada, she washes herself Aver. She washes herself down. But just means that she doesn't go into a bath or into a Nahar to wash herself. That Lav Davka, that it's really, this is telling this whole shayla with Yontav, Shavu L'chol Nefesh. This idea, it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, to bathe. To Avada, wipe yourself down. Of course, you have to do that. But bathing could be, it's not called Inu Nefesh. But Akaponim, so the Gemara's cash like this. Gemara's assuming right now that's not eating nefesh, not to bathe. So she made a net like this. She said, I'm not going to eat any fruit in the world if I bathe. So Gemara says, okay, don't be made fair, just don't bathe. Are you going to ask me? We had a sugya before that it says that if you make a tanai, such a tanai, we're worried you're going to be over the tanai. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to eat any paris now because you might bathe, and then if you bathe, it's going to kick in this neder. And we're worried you're not going to keep the tanai. That was our Hudashita on Daf Yudalva on base. So Ran asked the Kasha. So Ran says, here, this neder, the way it was structured is, it only starts, the Issa Paris only starts after Erchatz. So of course, once you Erchatz, you'll know that it's Chal, Akaponim. But therefore, the Kasha is, don't be Reichatz right now. So what's the Mishnah saying? It can be made for it. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, V'oid b'hol leim Rabbi Yisi ein eil nidri nefesh. Maybe she didn't wash. Maybe the Paris will come also to her. And like the Ran explains, Rabbi Yisrael Salocha is true that it can't be made for it. Like we even asked on Tanakhama, it shouldn't be made for it. But the question is, the Lashon of Rabbi Yisrael is, ain't Eli Nidur Nefesh. It's not true. Avivat is neder is going to kick in. It is in the Nefesh because he's saying Paris Olam Alai. So why would you say, you don't say ain't Eli Nidur Nefesh, you just say, don't wash. But since he uses that Lashon, it sounds like he's arguing on the Ikka thing. It's not true because Paris Olam Alai is in the Nefesh. So what is going on with this neder of Emerchatz? Zokti Gemara ve'elam. The Omra koinim hanos urchitza alai la'olam Emerchatz Emerchatz. He made a neder like this. And here, the Tanakhama holds that it is Inu Nefesh. And she made a neder like this. She said, I am not going to ever bathe myself if I bathe one time. So Meshum Hachi Meferla. You know why? Here it can be made for. Why? The Hechi Savit. What should she do? Tirchatz, if she bathes herself, mitzurah hanas ritzah elam. Mitzurah hanas ritzah Allah. She comes also to bathe forever. Loi sirchatz, if she doesn't bathe, islay nivla. Then she has nivla right now. She has inu nefesh right now, affliction right now. So therefore, fida tanakama, it's called inu nefesh, because now you can't bathe, it's inu nefesh. You can't bathe. And the chiddush is, why don't you say a case, like we said before, just say a case, she said rechitz is also to me. The chiddush of this case is, even though you can bathe one time here, still like you made for nether before. Because that's still called inu nefesh. Since if I bathe one time, I'll be also bathing forever, so it's called nether inu nefesh. That's what the Ran speaks out. Rabbi Yisi Sava, Ef shod loy roch sov limvel. Rabbi says, okay, just don't wash, don't bathe yourself. And it's not, he holds that, v'lo nivel lechashinon, he holds it's not called nivel. He holds, like the Ran says, the sphere of Rabbi Yisi, the rechitza la'olam leki inu nefesh. There is no inu nefesh. And therefore, And therefore, the Rabbi Yossi holds that it can't be made for neder, because there's not enough inu nefesh. Again, the arguing levels. He holds not enough of a level of inu nefesh. And like you spoke out, it's a little paladic that someone won't bathe forever, it's not called inu nefesh. The Tosfos Rid actually is bothered by it, but like we said a little mahalach, it means a vada she washes herself ever. Akaponim, so right now we're holding, what's the Tanai of Merchatz? She says, I'm not going to bathe forever if I'm Merchatz one time. Dr. Tanakama, yeah, I can bathe for right now. Even though it wasn't Chal yet, the Nether. Remember, the Nether wasn't Chal yet, but since right now there's Inui, I could be made for it. Ron has a discussion that there's a really machlekes later on, Rav Nosson and Chachamim, if you can make for Nether before it's Chal, this Gemara is going to go into the Chachamim, you can be made for it. And right now, there is a Inui, because I'm not bathing, and therefore, you can be made for the Nether right now. It should say, when Rabbi Yossi argues, it shouldn't say, ain elu nidri nefesh, which is mashma, the ikr part of neder zayin nefesh. It should say, tanai ze ain bini nefesh. Why? Because the truth is, even if she said, let's just say she said, koinim peris oyam alai im erchatz, if I wash. Even there, Rabbi Yossi will argue. Why? Because this im erchatz is not in nefesh, so just don't be erchatz. So why does it have to say, ain elu? It says b'chlal. It says the whole thing is not the lashon of it is ain't elu nidri nefesh. Say ain't tenayza in nefesh. That's what should have spoke out. Yehachi list the yehachi erase yom a tenayza in nefesh. So Gemara answers Ella. Gemara just tweaks it a little bit. Ella the amra hanas rechitza oila alai la oilam. She says hanas rechitza alai la oilam im erchatz hayoyim. If I wash today, so now all you have to do is miss one day of washing, and then you're good to go. You just can't wash today. He said on Monday, if I wash on Monday, I'm not going to wash the oilam. So now it's a chiddush that according to Rabban, I can make for it, because just don't wash on Monday. Rabban holding one day is nivel l'chad yoyim, it's called nivel. Rabbi Yitzchak Sava, nivel l'chad yoyim, lo yishma nivel. Nivel l'chad yoyim, lo yishma nivel. And the Ran speaks out, so just get that clear. The Rabban hold, even one day of missing is called already affliction. Again, Rabban don't need like the major affliction. It's called a little affliction. I need a shower today. I'm not going to take a bath today. So that's called affliction. So the Rabban say, that's called an affliction you can make for it. The Rabbi Yossi argues and says, one day is not called affliction. So are you going to ask me? So now, are you going to ask me, so it's the same cash. So say, t'nai ain't bringing nefesh, because that's the only thing he argues on, right? T'nai ain't bringing nefesh. Zok the Ran, no, he really argues. It really argues on the whole thing. He holds Rechitza is never in nefesh. But the reason why we didn't want to say Tanaiza ain't in nefesh, because then it would sound like that it's not in your nefesh, but it is Beinoy Lebeino. We know Rav Yossi holds that even though it's not in your nefesh, it is Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeino. That's what it is. So if you said ain't in your nefesh, it would sound like it is Beinoy Lebeino. And on one day not washing, that's not even Beinoy Lebeino according to Rav Yossi. Only the whole Erechatz La'olam is Beinoy Lebeino. Therefore, he says, "Ain Eilu Nidre Nefesh going on about Erechatz La'olam," because on that we want a diyuk that yes, Behem Dvarim Beinoy Lebeino. But one day is not even that, and that's why it says he says, "Ain Eilu Nidre Nefesh." So that's what we're holding right now. That we answered what's in Erechatz. In Erechatz is if I take a shower today, I won't be able to bathe forever. According to Rabbanon, that's already. Not bathing today already is Eid Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, not only is that not Eid Nefesh, even bathing forever is not Eid Nefesh either. But the reason why we didn't speak that out is because we want to make a diyuk that's Dvar Mishabedo, which only applies to bathing forever.